Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Daryl, Alex Van Pelt, again, who, it doesn't mean they're going to win, but I was really impressed with him today. What did you think, Alex?
Yeah, I mean, I thought he was pretty candid in a lot of what he had to say. Obviously, he understands the most important thing he's going to need to do in a short amount of time with this football team is get Baker Mayfield on track. And, as he said today, believes that everything offensively, of course, starts with the quarterback. And, for that quarterback to be successful, not only does the coaching staff have to put them in a good position to be successful, but fundamentally, they've got to be right. And not a very closely guarded secret that Baker Mayfield's mechanics and his footwork need a great deal of reconstruction this offseason. And, Van Pelt's going to make it a priority to get that squared away so that when we get to the fall, he's able to take that step forward instead of the step back that we saw in 2019.
Yeah, we love the line, wants the feet to be like Mozart and not Metallica.
Oh,
it's great.
That was fantastic and yet so accurate and poignant, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he had a couple of good lines today, but that was my, of the quotes, of the quotable quotables, that one's right up there.
So, Daryl, were you surprised, though, that he was asked about, like, what's his best accomplishments and what he's most proud of with the quarterbacks? And as opposed to going to Aaron Rodgers, where when you think Alex Van Pelt, you think Aaron Rodgers, he went to his time with Andy Dalton, right, where Andy Dalton, you don't hang your hat on the time you spent with Andy Dalton. He was a three-time Pro Bowler, and that wasn't with any of the years you were there. Like, why didn't he just take the home run and say, my time where Aaron Rodgers, if Baker hears that, Baker's like, all right, this is my guy, he's in.
Yeah, he's just being modest, I think. I think that's all that was. But you're absolutely right. I mean, I was taken aback a little bit when he said Dalton and not Rodgers. But Dalton's what's most recent on his resume. So I can understand why that might have been at the forefront of his thought.
Yeah, even though, again, Andy Dalton didn't really have Dalton, to be fair, he did, as James Rapine points out, he got off to a good start in 2018 and got hurt, and everything went kind of south. But this past year was a disastrous year for him. But I don't blame Alex Van Pelt for that. Let's talk about the D.C., Joe Woods. What was your take on him today, Daryl?
Well, I like the fact that he's coming in with an open mind and he's not looking to reinvent the wheel here. He sees the personnel and, recognizes that they're probably in a better chance of success and ability to win if they just kind of build upon what's here. You know, a lot of coordinators, when they'll come in, they want to shake things up, do things their way and whatnot. And the fact that they want to build off the 4-3 base that's already here because of the personnel that is, that is here. I think that that's important. He obviously likes the defensive front. He also likes the defensive backfield. I wrote this. To me, the biggest issue is going to be the middle of the defense, linebackers and safeties. And that's something that Andrew Berry is going to have to address this offseason. But, for a guy that's coming from a conference championship organization team, he didn't strike me as a guy that's coming in as the all-knowing and we have to do everything my way. He seemed pretty open-minded about his approach going forward.
Joe Woods has got to be the youngest veteran coach. Like, it feels like at his age, he should have been coaching for 10 years. He's been coaching the NFL for over 15 years. He's been a coach in college or the NFL for almost 30 years, and he's only 49 years old.
Yeah, and,
coaching since he's 22.
Yeah, I mean, similarly, Alex Van Pelt's, I think his 25th or 26th year coaching. So, these guys look like they're relatively young, but they've got some experience behind them.
Daryl, I know you saw the Greg Robinson news. For one, I have a million questions. Like, one, how much is a bunch of marijuana? Like, where's Willie Nelson when we need him, right? But at, like, $29 million in Greg Robinson's career. And now he wants to go play Breaking Bad. Like, now he wants to be, like, the marijuana version of Narcos. Like, I'm so confused
he's
as to what happened.
He's an idiot.
$29 million in his career, Daryl. He didn't need to be out here trying to pinch pennies.
I'm going to channel my inner Bob Uecker. Don't worry, he ain't going to be here anyway.
But that's great. We could just kind of just sweep it under the rug and say, not our problem, but it's systematic of everything that went wrong with John Dorsey and taking chances on some of these guys when, I'm sorry, like, this is not a small amount of marijuana that he was trying to move.
It's, well, in his defense, he knew he was going to be unemployed as far as the Browns are concerned, so maybe he was looking into a different business venture.
Why, at this point, his career is over, I would think. Why would any team sign him?
No, he's done. It was NFL career suicide today, and it was at the hands of what?
Not a smart guy.
We just need
did he not get the memo about the increased emphasis on the border over the last 3 years? Is a point of emphasis in this country?
How many L's can we retroactively after the fact give John Dorsey? Because I want to give him a bunch of them for this one.
Should we build a wall around John Dorsey so he can't draft any more bad guys? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, he didn't draft, I mean, it's, you know, he filled an immediate need, was able to, you know,
No, he didn't. That's a pet peeve of mine, Daryl. And I'm gonna hope that you don't do this year, because everybody in the media does this and it drives me crazy. Whenever we have a draft and the draft is over, Mel Kiper and Dustin Fox and Daryl Ryder get on the air, and so does everybody else, and says, well, the Browns drafted cornerback Joe Schmo in the first round. They've just filled that need. No, we don't know that they filled the need. They drafted a player at that position. Until he's good, we don't know if they filled that need.
What if I say the expectation is that they filled the need?
That's acceptable. That's
from
acceptable.
The wrath of Bull.
That is okay. You can say that. Right, I will not get on you for that.
Okay, but I will make a note to be sure that my phraseology is correct next time we talk.
Because
after
when people say fill the need, I say the guy he replaced. You thought he filled the need, but he didn't because he sucked.
I want to run a freezing cold take of just Austin Corbett fills the need.
Right.
Oh, audio. Man.
That's all I need. It's all I need to do.
And, well, we can say that about almost every Browns draft pick for many years.
Hey, he filled the need for the Los Angeles Rams this year, and don't you forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just the wrong team.
But their offensive line stinks, though, so I guess it was worse than the Browns.
Thank you for making my point.
Yeah. All right, Daryl. We'll talk to you later, buddy.
Thank you, Daryl.
Sounds good, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.